He took all humanity's liabilities. Many claim that it was impossible for Christ to be overcome by temptation. Then he could not have been placed in Adam's position, nor have gained the victory that Adam failed to gain. If we have in any sense a more trying conflict than had Christ, then he would not be able to succor us. But our Savior took humanity, with all its liabilities. He took the nature of man, with the possibility of yielding to temptation. We have nothing to bear which he has not endured. With Christ, as with the holy pair in Eden, appetite was the ground of the first great temptation. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." These first words betrayed his character. "If thou be the Son of God." Here was the insinuation of distrust. If Jesus should do what Satan suggested, it would be an acceptance of the doubt. Satan sought to instill into the mind of Eve the thought that withholding such beautiful fruit was a contradiction of God's love for man. So now the tempter sought to inspire Christ with his own sentiments. "If thou be the Son of God." In his voice was an expression of utter incredulity. Would God treat his own son thus, leaving him in the desert with wild beasts, without food, without companions, without comfort? He insinuated that God never meant his son to be in such a state as this. "If thou be the Son of God, show thy power. Command that this stone be made bread."